something that with a wooden vessel with a handle on the top that you carry water with.
A ship.
No, this is something not that you did you carry water in?
Oh, you carry water.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah. Something might hold 5 gallons of water.
Pail.
And you call it the same? Would you call it the same thing? It was made of plastic or tin?
Yes.
And how about one used for scrubbing? Might call that a, in the army, for instance, you might have a GI party. You call it
a scrub pail. Yeah.
And one used for garbage.
A garbage can. Or, if it's smaller, a trash can.
Okay. And these large 20-gallon cans. That's what you mean by garbage can?
Right.
Okay. You fry eggs on a
stove.
And that's the thing you put them in.
Oh, a skillet, a frying pan.
And one that's run by electricity is called a...
A frying pan is controlled by electricity? A frying pan.
You wouldn't call it anything else. You wouldn't add anything else to it.
No.
To distinguish it from an ordinary frying pan.
No, I don't know.
And a heavy iron vessel to put on a stove. And boil potatoes or cabbage in or something like that.
Cooker.
And you heat water or tea in a
kettle.
And you have, maybe you have a knife, fork, and
spoon.
And you put cut flowers in a
vase.
And you know this in some parts of Chicago, you have out in the alley, they have permanent concrete things for garbage.
Incinerate.
And after a meal, a woman might get up and say, go out in the kitchen, she'd say, now
I must wash the dishes.
And she holds the dish, puts the dish in soapy water first, then she takes it out and holds it in clear water and she...
Dry.
But no, this is before she...
Rinsed them.
And so the present tense, though, she...
The same, present tense?
Yeah, she...
She rinses. The dish.
And the what would you use to dry it? Dry the dish.
Dishcloth. Dish towel.
And what would you use to take take particles of food off? Piece of cloth or rag to take particles.
The food off of the plate?
Yeah.
Napkin?
And you dry yourself in the bath, take a bath with a big
bathtub.
And a smaller one in the bathroom.
A face tub.
And you wash your face sometimes with a piece of cloth. With soap on it, you know.
I don't follow you there.
Alright, this is something that you use if you're going to the bathroom to wash your face.
Yes.
You might take this thing, this piece of cloth, and you put soap on it and wash your face.
Your face towel.